John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Tape 116/A52, Reel 1. 39 minutes, 17 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The two excisions have been indicated. For additional information, see recording log number 116/A52.
Vehicle.
Only 25 are.
See, that would give you a driver's
Decision 1. 29 seconds excised.
Yeah. saying is a question on the spot about this. Let's get this one through and then play and discuss. Well, that's okay.
That's the substance of the instruction we gave to General Baker. When I asked him, he get in touch with it, so that counterpart,
yeah, we got an issue with it.
I think it might be worth seeing the Cleveland comment, telling you, just to clarify to him what our practice has been, emphasize that this is our opinion, but there may be some confusion on their side as to why some of our convoys do this and others don't, but as a practical matter, we felt these small convoys were carrying passenger loads of other drivers and assistant drivers of up to 31 need not this amount, have not this amount, and if those above that need this amount, they can need it. And if they want to talk about it, they can talk about it, but everything's like this convoy going through and I have a big proof on that.
Well, you were in on all this earlier discussions, I wasn't for all this energy and came out. We never did agree with, together with the British Feds, so what this was to be, this would be a unilateral role that we've got to do. This would be a unilateral act on our part and held upon our practices.
I don't see any great harm in it. The British practice, as I understand it, is their number is 40.
See, we've already hired it on, and we really told the rest of the year. And this, was he passed on over the phone?
And the French don't have a fixed number.
Are they in the Navy South?
Well, they use a train, they don't use the other one very much.
They don't use it much, and they sometimes stop, and sometimes they don't. I mean, do you remember General Clay's to the exact figure?
No, sir, I don't. It's just generally, there seems to be no fix on it. Sometimes they just looked and drunk, sometimes they stopped, sometimes they didn't, and they haven't been involved in any really large operations either, as far as I'm concerned.
Wasn't there a great long passing word about the fire reason? Couldn't agree to tell them.
Our guys was the question involved was the question of our inherent right of access, and that our right wasn't limited to this type of procedural.
They didn't give them the number, and then they just argued that they had the right to change the number to be a different number. And we were basing it on this was not a thing we agreed with then, and we have a practice.
That's right.
But we couldn't.
We choose to dismount in fair weather, and we've got more than so and so many people in the thing, so in order to ease your problem with counting,
speed up the clearance,
but this is not a right on the part of the Russians to control how we go, how we exercise our access, that our right of access to Berlin is absolute. It comes from free of Europe. Because once you agree that in principle they've got the right of determining what the limits are and negotiating these things up with us, then they can renegotiate these and they gradually wear you out. Well, this was the argument at the time. This was argued out tripartitely and was finally agreed to do it this way, where the British procedure would be somewhat different than ours, the way we wanted to do it. We had one big hassle with the Russians about it, as I remember it. Some big convoy that we couldn't get clear, and we finally agreed. Well, that fellow finally did.
That's
order his foes to dismount, and that's what caused our
vote. Well, I think we said a question about the troops, I expect, in the quarter. Yeah, mobilization of the
freestyle. The British line on that was they repeated again, you already have the authority to do this. They would have first informed their government that they didn't think we needed it. And I got the impression that he probably felt his government was in such shape that he'd rather not try to get a decision on a thing like this.
The French came back together though and said, okay.
Yeah, the French minister, Goldalmier, said he just received a message from Paris. The French government agrees the situation is serious and we must all be firm. It approves the U.S. reaction and wishes to support it. The commanding general of the French forces in Germany has been instructed to ride the Yakubovsky. The French government said it sent in a convoy and it agrees to putting Operation Freestyle in
serious and their opposition is justified, or do they think this may have come from what you could do that situation rather than confusion?
Well, they all seem that the only expressions we had were that this is what we planned for, we all knew it had.
There was some worry about, wonder about whether anybody, any of our soldiers have created an incident themselves or this thing happened.
I think we ought to get this thing straightened out, but we got to get this thing, the more it goes on, the more serious it does become. So I think we ought to make one. He says it's 61 men, and we're saying it's 26. We ought to get that cleared out before you either by FOIA or FIA, so that they can talk about the same thing. And if they want to argue about it, please know they don't think we're in bad faith. But
someday it would be very large, our numbers could get. I don't know if that, we have here the number of vehicles that have been in these other 13 convoys. They say that we just found anything over 5. How many of these 13 were over 5? We can get that.
I can get that for you, sir. I don't have it here. I'm going to get that right away.
I thought their point was that if there are more than 5 vehicles in the convoy,
that's what I'm right about.
That's right. We ought to find out how they were more than 5.
Some of these other convoys that they've passed.
Yeah, I think our point would be to, that they passed these, which have consisted of a total of comparable number. So we get all talk about 25.
And this is kind of what a conversation Baker could have if this appointment works out and they say it's in their tender mark. I don't know whether we're agreeing on that subject with all the comments. Well, thank you. Well, in fact, we know he's reported a mistake in the thing, and also that Zora attacks his own employees in the song. Yeah, I
think
he already controlled the other clarify what we're talking about.
Or would it help if Debrina called Zoran and asked him to expedite this meeting with Baker?
No, it's even later in Moscow than I expected this morning. It was still big work going. Their ability to get in there is. He had to call us to get through as it was this time. So it's very hard to get a line at any time except in the afternoon.
The other people wait in the morning. Yeah, they could have they got came through about an hour or so. Twice last
night. That's heavy. By the time you do that, and I assume by the time you see him, the general Clay will give you figures on the previous one. Mind you, if I go tell him what our procedure is, I'm sitting here all at that time. You use the figure 31, you have these 10 convoys, you count 31 enough to drive, the sub drive, therefore, see the change, and
if you're going to have a workable procedure, it ought to be a number of vehicles actually, because they can properly say, we don't know how many guns in the back. If you say you've got 30 or there might be 60 in there, we don't know when we see them, that's why we've gone into this tunnel. So that our practice as it stands is not very defensible.
Apparently the 5 vehicles factor is one that governs whether or not we give advance notification that the convoy is coming through. It has not been related to the dismounting. Now, this may have been a cause of confusion in their minds, but we have given advance notification of convoys in excess of
we can put a picture of the reason that indicates why we think we're not pulling anything new. And if news for us, therefore, that they have instituted a new practice, And you will have to institute some new practice in the county center. If they've got a point they want to raise, there are channels by which they can raise them, but let this convoy go through and not let this thing build up anymore.
We're going to put out this protest. Is that going to be released?
No.
know if you use these sectors of liberty.
That'll be tomorrow or instead.
I hope we can get this thing cleared up before that. Blame this on the government. I get an impression on all these things. But this is not something that's privately compliant.
Okay.
So there were some recommendations from Bond that we acted on the public project group.
Tomorrow,
but the news would shortly leak out.
Excision 2. 38 minutes, 48 seconds excised. John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Tape 116/A52, Reel 2. 26 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The one excision has been indicated. For additional information, see recording log number 116/A52.
Thank you. soluble protection of the contact. The problem on the communication of the Soviets is complicated with the fact that there isn't this preliminary indication on the French side that they won't, they would be opposed communication on the ground that this might lead to negotiation. Our own feeling is that we're much more likely to get into local negotiations if we don't communicate than if we do. And we have proposed a form of communication here which would simply be telling the Soviet Union and not suggesting that this is a matter for discussion. So I don't know what these questions are, but there can't be any problem about that. And then we certainly would recommend the resumption of the non-response convoy once we inform the Soviet Union what our proceedings are.
I think that this is a very reasonable position of the Russians before they come back then. I talked this morning to Matt, and it seemed to me that having Tommy tell this to Breenin and without giving him a written paper of the conversation seems to me has less chance than getting back a formal statement that this is not a satisfactory procedure.
It's an advantage
for them to say, well, we want you to know the Soviet procedures are that any convoy with more than five vehicles must dismount. And we're pretty much sure that we have to go ahead and send one, and they have to stop it. Everybody, now that may be coming anyway. I'm just wondering, if there's any difference in the Soviet response if we said it before. Tommy just said we're breathing.
Excision 1. 26 seconds excised.
Danger of this informal exchange here in Washington is that
at this level and we'll put a green into it. The green will be taken, but quite obviously he's in a different position, and therefore he won't be able to claim, as Romico claimed, that all the result of misunderstanding. Now that's what the Romico chose to do for his own reasons. That being so, it seems to me that's a better channel for us than some general over there who gets this letter and bound to write back, I would think. There's a pretty good chance of just saying this isn't there.
I'm afraid of this case of military are the stuff of characters as president, and they better to keep them out of the communications channel.
Better to keep them out. That's why I would think that the letter to this general is not as wide as policy is trying to do it through the agreement.
It rather appeals to me to go at some point, however, it's very important to know that the military have got this.
Well, I suppose you did it a little bit differently than that to meet your point. Say to Debrina, this is what's going to be communicated.
That's right.
But you need to know it first so that you can keep your people under control. Give that 24 hours and then have it go through on a most routine, so that lieutenant colonel basis, in the way you suggest, having given the Soviet government time to take account of the problem. The minimum that anyone is trying to say about this, and that I would expect even Dobrynin to say, here is that they don't agree about 8 vehicles. They believe in notice. That's already a hiatus between us, and in a sense, an accepted hiatus. You just have to live with that. Is this procedure agreed about among the three powers now, aside from whether we report it or not? Is the content of the draft that of the Yakubovsky pretty old friends agreement or not?
No, our first meeting will be tomorrow.
I should point out, Mr. President, that there are limitations against any notification, and the chief is somewhat invited.
Any notification, no. At any level.
About what our procedures are.
Well, I think what we could do would be to try this out tomorrow with the expectation of the mayors and both with the French. But there I'd give a lot of merit to having it given in advance and then handled on routinely as far as the volunteer side is concerned without giving in advance if you can. Try to get an agreement on the troop convoy procedure, number one, and number two, try to get an agreement on a notification on the Russians. And our recommendation would be to go through Debrina, number one, or at least maybe I'd say 48 hours rather than 24 hours. And then what would be the, to whom would we give this written paper?
Well, I think that General Taylor's idea of having this checkpoint is that I'd like to check that out.
Ambassador,
Right.
But this is a particularly easy relationship between Thompson and
Washington. Yeah, and Washington.
It worked last time.
The subject of conversation, this is the channel we used last time, therefore. Okay.
Now you got, Mr. President, the question
procedures. Does this require much of change on procedures on the House or not doing
it? Well, it's more of a change in the procedures of the others than it does in ours.
It's pretty pretty boy with it.
It's pretty dumb.
Well, no, the British are
important to the President. This will mean that in the future the British will not dismount as often as they have in the past. In the past, they've dismounted more frequently.
There's was 40, but this included drivers and assistant drivers.
But we're proceeding on the British point, if not in 10 or more than 10 out of 25.
I didn't know about turning the paper, but you posted the paper over to the military. They never accepted without coming back. Is it in a sense supporting our claim to having free access without having any responsibility for them? Now that is the claim that they accept. Therefore, regardless of what the procedures may be, the very act of unilaterally announcing what our policy may be would require them to almost object to it, which you would not get, it seems to me, through the degree of the rule. So I'm just questioning whether we ought to ever go local, because they're bound to have to the formal matter to, once they get a formal tape from us, to almost reject it, aren't they, by saying we can't, we don't accept your unilateral determination of your own procedures in our area. It's always a challenge, isn't it, to tell them this is what our procedures are.
Which you'll have to answer either at that point or in writing.
Well, that's it. Now, if you just go through the brain, I don't care if the French want to do it through their person. I don't think we ought to say we're going to do it anyway. We'll go through you to bring it. If you don't want to do that, we're going to go through Paris or whatever other way it is. But at least then it isn't quite as formal a challenge to their position.
What we're saying to them is we just thought you would like to know, since it's fairly some confusion, what the actual instructions are.
It's even simpler than that. You've said the thing to do is to follow agreed procedures. We have had a codification made of what we understand to be, and as a matter of what our two governments need to know, this may be helpful to you. And I think the more I think about it, the notion of putting a paper in where these people are looking at each other's pride every minute of the day at the checkpoints may be tricky. You think that's
the root of that factor? Behind it, however, is the need to get this clearly in the hands of the
people. Well, except they'll bring it then with one you owe your cost anyway.
My one other factor, I think the thing that the Germans and the French are worried about is that this will result in a negotiation. And what Gromyko and Zorin said was that he understood that you were trying to change your procedures. The more you're not trying to change the procedures, the more you're perfectly happy. Our proposal here is a change of procedure.
That is the gap.
This is our problem. One thing one could do is to tell everybody that we're either prepared to just stick by our past procedures. The British stick with theirs, we stick with ours, the French stick with theirs. We'll just have to tell you what those procedures are. Or what we think is simpler is we'll just notify you as a consolidated procedure. You can do it either way.
Give them a choice, which always is better than trying.
Because then we are not trying to change the procedure. Because if you try to change the procedure, I think you open yourself up to a negotiation.
How clear is it that every detail of these procedures is as clear to them as it is to us? Certainly.
They know what we do, but they don't know why.
They may not know the exact quantities of what we do and don't do.
Hey, by the way, are we changing this, Paul?
Or just that we're now going to dismount when they're more than 10 people to come. They're given trucks, which we didn't do.
That's a new one, that's new.
The British have been doing that.
The British have been doing that.
That's rather a concession.
That's rather a concession. As far as the British are concerned, they have been getting out on their 10 in the truck. But their numbers have been somewhat different. Their numbers have been 40, including a driver and
system drivers are all vehicles in the cockpit.
Well, you got it step by step. There's a change in every step. The first one is a convoy of 8 vehicles in orbit should be notified the Soviets. They don't agree with that. They've been saying 5. We've never sent anything between 5 and 11, as I understand it,
in the last year or so,
because we don't want to test it. So there's a change. The next one is any convoy with more than 30 passengers will be prepared to dismount, not counting drivers and assistant drivers. That's a major change from what the British have been doing. This will raise the total up to 60 or 80 people in the British convoy before dismounting, whereas in the past they dismounted at 40. The next one, the convoys of 30 passengers or less will not dismount except that individual vehicles with 10 or more passengers will be prepared to dismount. That's a change of our procedure. So there are changes in here. But all the more reason it seems to me to give some piece of paper to the Marine Corps. I don't think, frankly, it's nearly as important that it be the same piece of paper for each of the countries, UK, US, and France, as it is that at least the US procedures be in the Marine's hands, and similarly for UK and France, either an agreed or their national procedure be in the hands of the Soviets, because it is very complicated.
I think it's bad to leave it an option.
I wouldn't leave it out either.
We're inclined to believe, studying this, that any unilateral allied statement would probably be rejected by them and only accept something that would be a de facto acceptance of their own plan. If that's a correct estimate, then it seems to be it might be best to have each country state what they're doing. Say that there's no change, even though there's some differences between the chief and the three countries. Yeah. If that was understood, and it was
then
one
might,
whatsoever,
might combine that going in informally, each country in its own way, and by its own judgment. We would then be privy within our rights to say that we have concluded that it would be better. The Soviet political authorities know exactly what our procedures are. This discourse is certainly simpler if those procedures are not somehow assimilated.
And they've never been changed.
Yeah.
This is what this is.
Oh, yeah, what we then have is what are our present procedures. We just have to redo that.
Our present procedures are notification for 8 or more vehicles, dismounting for 30 or 31 or more, not including drivers, assistant drivers, and not lowering tailgates.
We drop out here for 3 at the present. They've never been informed, as far as I know, of the detailed procedures, just not for headcount details.
What about the state defense considering this, what we're now following is the proposal that after this conversation tomorrow, if there isn't a disposition of the bottom of the French join, I think that the Russians would regard this obviously as a change, and therefore they would have to come back. So why don't we consider overnight our continuing our own position and then notify your being what it is, but just having Tommy do it to say, oh, if we want to do more of these, we say they're misunderstanding, here's our procedure.
There is another, one other refinement there, Mr. President. We could, as a practical matter, reconcile our position with the British if they simply didn't send convoys of the size that's between our rules and their rules, and that might be a good practical arrangement to make with them. We could also, I think, work it out so that our procedures about large numbers of people in the same vehicle were de facto squared with theirs. Yeah, exactly. I think these things are useful things to do. I think that, in fact, the settlement under which no numbers of vehicles between 4 and 11 go is a perfectly healthy one and creates a safety argument.
If we return the plane of all of these.
That's right.
But at the same time, I think there is some virtue, as the President suggests, just our letting the Soviet Union know what we're doing and not trying to speak for anybody else.
Trying to make a new statement, which is in fact full of changes.
All we say to the agreement is, I thought you
certainly accept the formal
one. We could have both objectives. One, give the Soviets the national pattern, but two, operate on the...
That is correct.
I think that we could do that. Because of the fact that you don't always get around the goals both ways.
So, in other words, state should attempt to work out a procedure which would be uniform between us, but not one that would be but we would stick with our...
But the fact that the notify of business procedures would be resting safely above different minimums. True, the French have only been going one vehicle at a time.
For the most part, they do not send convoys, they send their men by train.
You have now, before we leave this, you have some views on this that you've been working on about all this. What do you think you ought to do?
Well, I think that we ought to harmonize. We've been trying to do this for some time, and each time we get into a flap over this, we always end up quarreling with each other instead of with Soviets. And on its merits, harmonization doesn't make any difference, but this is just a fact of life. I think, personally, we should go ahead and agree on it. We're not, whatever procedures we give to the Soviets are not going to be procedures that they like. That is, continuing our present procedure doesn't close the gap between us and Soviets. And actually, the procedures that have been recommended by Live Oak are fundamentally U.S. procedures that would involve the British accepting our procedures. The only change we would make in our procedure would be that on convoys that we normally didn't dismount, we would theoretically dismount vehicles of 10 persons or more, but since we don't send that, that would affect us. So this, in effect, is U.S. procedures. The British, if they accept a lot of the recommendations, would be adopting our procedures.
I don't know that it seems to you of some importance that if we give this in to, let's say, for the moment, to Dobrynin's, he takes it to the Soviet military, they're able to say to him, but 10 convoys which broke this, which followed a different procedure, have gone through in the last 18 months, and we've told you the imperialists are trying to change the rules.
Well, it's true that right now it would seem to change. I think you would get the problem with it over with now, rather than having this constantly contend with the emergencies we have.
Seems to me you're taking the Soviets up to a bigger style and they're likely to go across.
Is it true that you've sent any convoys which would violate this rule? That we have sent any convoys?
It was very sure. We have dismounted convoys that wouldn't meet the rule stated in that piece of paper.
Well, I don't think this will really present a problem for the British, because the way it is constructed, they can dismount all convoys if they want to, and I think they do now. That is, that they'll either make them large enough to dismount, or they'll have 10 men in one of the vehicles in a smaller convoy.
Do they have no such thing as a non-dismount? They had a non-dismount convoy last week.
They ran into difficulty with it. I don't think they'll invite them.
There'll be no more.
I think that under these rules, and I think that's probably the way they've constructed that way, they'll be able to dismount all convoys.
Well, therefore, what we're going to do under that would be to agree as a practical. De facto procedure, is that correct?
That's not one that we would
tell the
British. The British would write their procedures one way and just not have certain.
They would form their convoys one way, and we might or might not form another way. That would remain to be decided.
Well, I think what we could do is reach an agreement that we could give this as our procedure. The other side, I mean, the British should do what they please.
And he feels that we should harmonize.
Yeah, well, we harmonize first, but then we give the harmonized procedure to the
British. But we don't give them the harmonized procedure. The harmonized procedure is to back with
them. We give it to them as our procedure.
There will be a great mistake, I think, to give them any procedure that involved a change that their military could pinpoint.
But they couldn't. They couldn't.
And we've taken it as our diplomatic position that we aren't trying to make a change.
They couldn't, because they couldn't recognize this procedure as being different.
On the harmonized one, yes. Yes, I think they could. Yes, I think as far
British convoys, they could, it wouldn't make any...
No, but I mean, as far as the United States practices...
No, it's... No, see, I don't think there's any...
All we say is that our procedure has been the harmonized procedure, so we give them the harmonized procedure and say, this is our procedure.
If we can document any document we hand in as our procedure, they can't point to a U.S. convoy that followed a different procedure, then my objection is certainly answered.
No. Are you sure that we can?
Well, is this true of item 5 in this letter, item 5? So C and E are those used in the part of the
procedure? Item 5 are present. Present U.S. procedures.
I suspect item 3 is a change. I can't be absolutely certain. I suspect we sent vehicles through a 10 more times.
So that's what I would get. There's never been a rule. It never happened.
So therefore, there's a change.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're relaxing our.
That one doesn't bother me so much. Where it goes the other way is if we were somehow trying to sneak in something and move in our direction, then we're likely not to get what we hope may be the advantage of going in, if they will get to it. See, if what we could say is let's harmonize, and then each one of the three make his own decision about what form and how they want to communicate.
Yeah.
So isn't that a pretty good system? Then we give it to Marina, but we give it on the basis not that there's anything new, but this is the procedure we've always followed.
Well, what does harmonize mean in that case?
It really means that they, the other side, because it doesn't mean much as far as the British are concerned. The problem really hasn't arisen. And as far as the British are concerned, they can organize their convoys in such a way that they can live with this procedure without either appearing to have to have moved away from our other procedure. But we have the advantage of a harmonized procedure.
We harmonize our visible activity.
They harmonize, yeah, compared to the British. But as far as we're concerned, this is close enough to what we've been doing so that we just give it to the Soviet Union as ours. And then if the British want to give it to the Soviet Union, it's there, they can work. But I mean, we leave it up to them.
If you want to avoid conference with the Soviets, the best thing to do here would be to knock out the division on advanced notification, because they have specifically told us 5 vehicles. We in fact are not sending 6 and 7 vehicle convoys, and the 8 will be
we haven't had any actual issue of notification in the last 6 months, so there's some advantage in not deferring to that.
That's right. I think actually the British are going to propose to drop them.
So how would it be, is it in fact a matter of what we do? Won't send any convoys?
Well, at present time, we are not sending any convoys from 5 to 10 vehicles.
We made a decision, Mr. President, that we had right here that we weren't going to send between 5 and 8, and somehow safety factors crept in along the line.
I agree that the first sensitivity raising this is the argument that this is something that they don't agree with, the Russian.
I think you're being very dropping that.
So if we drop that, we harmonize this with the other two. We give this to the Greenan as the procedure we've always been following, you're going to continue to follow. Leave it up to the British as to what they want to do about it, and up to the French as to what they want to do about it. The French apparently doesn't make any difference because they don't send a convoy much anyway. And it seems to me that's the easiest way to handle it. Then we don't get into a hassle with the French about the form of the procedure.
Okay.
When we
said we were not to send any until
there
and trying to be. And we ought to we'll go through this with debris. Then the first one we sent, if it's got more than five vehicles, even if it only has about 20 people, they're allowed to stop it then, I think.
I don't think so, Mr. President. There are certain kinds of convoys, supply convoys, which we now send through, that I think have many vehicles. Almost never get stopped.
No passengers, no passengers.
Those are going right now. Those are not, I think.
Why don't we, in any case, this week, let's wait till we've gone through the debris and then we can clear the stuff.
John, is there anything new on what all this means? How has this changed?
Oh, we feel that they're. Aiming toward broader discussions on Berlin. I think that you can't tell from any intelligence whether this was started in the field and then was supported in Moscow or started in Moscow. We feel that since it was ultimately handled out of Moscow, that they're saying two things. One, that stuff don't feel that we've forgotten Berlin.